The United States adopted affirmative action over 50 years ago to help promote equal opportunity and diversity, but support for it has been divided, with critics saying it unfairly favors one population over another. Indiana has had its own debates on the issue. Several years ago, former Indianapolis Mayor Bart Peterson cited affirmative action in hiring more African Americans to the Indianapolis Police and Fire Departments. Last year, current Mayor Greg Ballard reversed that policy. Other countries have wrestled with the issue as well. France ultimately decided that affirmative action, or positive discrimination, didn't fit with the country's Republican ideology of liberty, equality, and brotherhood for all. In recent months, however, the topic of affirmative action in France has crept back on the scene. Late last year, French President Nicolas Sarkozy set a goal for elite Parisian universities to accept 30% of their students from lower income levels or poorer suburbs of Paris. The universities refused, but after strong pressure from the French government, have agreed to admit more students from the suburbs. Serge Michel, a Swiss journalist and founder of the Bondi blog, has seen firsthand the immigrants' economic and social frustrations in the suburbs. He believes that some form of affirmative action is necessary to correct decades of discrimination.
Affirmative action is a taboo here. If you speak about it, people say, oh, no, this is an American thing, it cannot work in France. And it's really a taboo, but actually it has started. You have forms of affirmative actions that have been measures of affirmative actions that have been taken, and they don't call it like this, otherwise they would be blocked. But yes, it has started.
20-year-old Maureen Kaloga lives in a Clichy suburb. Her family, originally from Northern Africa, told me affirmative action might work well in the United States, but isn't a good idea in France. She says in France, an immigrant must adapt themselves to French culture, not the other way around. Axel Ardra, a teacher in a northern suburb, echoes this, saying if France adopted affirmative action, it would make immigrants feel like they're more black than French. On one hand, he doesn't think the situation will ever change. On the other, he doesn't have a good solution for France's discrimination issues. Unlike France, in the United States and in Indiana, when someone feels discriminated against, they can bring the claims to court to settle it. French people don't have the confidence in the French judicial system and don't even think of it as an option to fight discrimination. For Y Press, I'm Julie Kippenbrock.